All ships, commence attack!
Cullen called.
Full engagement! Maintain position and status!
He got confirmations, turned to Thrawn.
All ships report engaged, sir,
he said. But the Grand Admiral didn't seem to hear him. He just stood there at the viewport, gazing outward at the New Republic ships scrambling to meet them, his hands gripped tightly behind his back.
Admiral?
Pelion asked cautiously.
That was them, Captain,
Thrawn said, his voice unreadable.
That ship straight ahead. That was the Millennium Falcon, and it was towing an X-Wing starfighter behind it.
Pelion frowned past the other. The glow of a drive was indeed barely visible past the flashing laser bolts of the battle, already pretty well out of combat range, and trying hard to be even more so. But as to the design of the craft, much less its identity...
Yes, sir,
he said, keeping his tone neutral.
Cloak Leader reports a successful breakout, and that the command section of the freighter is making its escape to the periphery. They're encountering some resistance from escort vehicles and a squadron of X-Wings, but the general response has so far been weak and diffuse.
Thrawn took a deep breath and turned away from the viewport.
That will change,
he told Pelion, back in control again.
Remind him not to push his envelope too far, or to waste excessive time in choosing his targets. Also, that the space trooper mole miner should concentrate on Calamari star cruisers. They're likely to have the largest number of defenders aboard.
The red eyes glittered.
And inform him that the Millennium Falcon is on its way in.
Yes, sir,
Pelion said. He glanced out the viewport again, at the distant fleeing ship. Towing an X-Wing?
You don't think... Skywalker?
Thrawn's face hardened.
We'll know soon,
he said quietly.
And if so, Talon Karn will have a great deal to answer for. A great deal.
Watch it, Rogue Five!
Wedge warned as a flash of laser fire from somewhere behind him shot past and nicked the wing of one of the X-Wings ahead.
We've picked up a tail!
I noticed,
the other came back.
Pincer?
On my mark,
Wedge confirmed, as a second bolt shot past him. Directly ahead, a Calamari Star Cruiser was pulling sluggishly away, trying to get out of the battle zone. Perfect cover for this kind of maneuver. Together, he and Rogue Five dived underneath it.
Now!
Leading hard on his etheric rudder, he peeled off hard to the right. Rogue Five did the same thing to the left. The pursuing TIE fighter hesitated between his diverging targets a split second too long, and even as he swung around to follow Wedge, Rogue Five blew him out of the sky.
Nice shooting,
Wedge said, giving the area a quick scan. The TIE fighter still seemed to be everywhere, but for the moment at least, none of them was close enough to give them any trouble. Five noticed that too.
We seem to be out of it, Rogue Leader.
Easy enough to fix, Wedge told him.
His momentum was taking him farther under the Star Cruiser they'd used for cover. Curving up and around it, he started to spiral back toward the main battle area. He was just swinging up along the Star Cruiser's side when he noticed the small cone-shaped thing nestled up against the larger ship's hull. He craned his neck for a better look as he shot past. It was one of the little craft that had come out with the TIE fighters all right, sitting pressed up against the Star Cruiser's bridge blister as if it were welded in place. There was a battle going on nearby, a battle in which his people were fighting and very possibly dying. But something told Wedge that this was important.
Hang on a minute, he told Five. I want to check this out.
His momentum had already taken him to the Star Cruiser's bow. He curved around in front of the ship, leaning back into a spiral again. And suddenly, his canopy lit up with laser fire, and his X-Wing jolted like a startled animal beneath him.